Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Now, mate, it's been a bit of an odd one because we kind of haven't been allowed to go out fishing, which was a bit disappointing. A bit glorious weather as well.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. So, Saturday was a cracker, and a lot of people been waiting for a nice Saturday to get out for a fish and all that. And, yeah, look what happened. We couldn't go fishing.
Just Murphy's Law. On the plus side, it is certainly turning on again this weekend, and better excuse to go out.
Yeah, there's heaps of fish now. It's really good fishing now, and it's only going to get better. We haven't got the tuna are going to be soon, and good weather's supposed to be coming up. Going to be good.
Well, what are we looking at west? How are things out there?
Out off Ellerston, off the beaches around there, there's still salmon on pretty much most of those beaches, and also bronze whaler sharks, big and small. They're following the salmon around, and the jetty, really good for garfish, like big garfish. Tommies and a few big squid as well. Offshore, some really big nanigai, some real good fishing out there on some of those grounds out there. And have a look for those tuna because they're not going to be too far away. And I'm pretty sure there would be some out off Ellerston there, off those islands.
And of course, if you do happen to catch one and you're the first person to tell Shane, well, you get 10 points to Gryffindor. So that's always a win.
Yes, so do you.
And a bit closer in, Coffin Bay. Things are really starting to fire in the bays now, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really good. There's a lot of snook around now, so they'll be in there chasing all those garfish. There's tommy, salmon, trout, and there's better numbers of legal King George whiting in there as well. So there's still a lot of undersized ones, but you're going to catch a lot more better fish now.
Yeah, awesome. And those sizes. So what is legal? Just for those that maybe aren't necessarily across it.
Okay, from Coffin Bay and all west, it's 30 centimetres. Okay. So the fish have to be 30 centimetres there. When you come on the eastern side of the peninsula from Port Lincoln and all the way east, they've got to be 32 centimetres.
Okay, all right, just to keep you on your toes.
Yep.
Awesome. And what about garfish? Are they looking good?
Yeah, plenty of garfish around, especially out of Farm Beach. Real good spot out there for garfish along with your whiting. Also out at Farm Beach, there's tommies, there's snook, the odd flathead as well. They're still being caught in some of those whiting grounds. There's gummy sharks and also bronze whalers out there as well.
Okay. What about offshore? I suppose probably a little skinny on the ground, given that we weren't allowed to go out.
Yeah, look, well, I haven't heard of anything from this week, but there's going to be plenty of good fishing out there. All your nanigai, blue morwong, sharks. It's be worth going out to some of those islands, having a look for Samson fish and kingfish as well. And look, tuna, could just pop up out there anytime from now. So they Perfect. Could be there. They may not, but they're not going to be far away if they're not there.
Mm. And the only way to find out is to give it a crack.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out there and have a look.
You beauty. What about the salmon? Are they still around Gunya, sort of Greenlee way?
Yeah, Gunya and Greenlee beaches are the two beaches which are probably the best I've heard of around the whole peninsula for some time. They seem to be consistent. They've got fish between that 1 to 4 kilo mark. So, and it just seems to be consistent. They're just there. Mm. And most people that come in and have been fishing there have caught salmon there. So it's a good place to go.
Too right. What about Port Lincoln's jetties? Are they going all right?
They're really good for squid. There's heaps of squid around. I've been going early mornings myself and having no problem getting a quota of squid. They're mostly small ones. There's no real monsters or nothing like that, but you can get a good feed if you want a bit of bait. There's plenty of squid around. You need a small jig, a little 1.8 or a 2.5, and the white ones have been the best. That's been the best colour by far.
Awesome.
But not only squid, there's some plenty of garfish around as well. So if you go out there at night time and look underneath the lights, there's garfish galore. There's snook, there's salmon, trout, and tommies. And also some good numbers of whiting as well being caught off some of these jetties as well. So it's pretty good. It's good fishing.
Yeah, sweet. And I suppose it's probably usual tricks as well for offshore with the inability for us to go out. Pretty skinny on the old reports front, but usual suspects would be out there, right?
Yeah. There's all your nanigai, blue morwong, all that sort of stuff out there, sharks. Once again, tuna, little, probably sort of a little bit later, but I'd expect them here within a couple of weeks. There should be some caught within a couple of weeks here for sure.
Perfect.
So the water's warming up big time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting. It's a good time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you were, say, out towards Boston Island or along the North Shore on the boat, what are you sort of looking at?
Okay, there's been heaps of squid, especially from the North Shore and Boston Island. There's been heaps of squid up there. So, and whiting, they're right throughout all the bays now. So there's a stack of spots where they are. I'd just suggest go to your favourite spot in the bays here, have a crack. And most people are catching fish wherever they're going. So there's plenty around. Probably the areas which seem to be really good around Grantham Island and up along the North Shore, along that Sandhills area, right up on the top end of the bay there. And a few areas around Boston Island as well, and in the proper as well, there's a few patches which seem to be really good.
Okay.
And crabs as well. There are a few people that are catching some decent numbers of crabs. So when I say decent, you know, half a dozen or eight big ones. And I don't think you need any more than that. They're massive
good
crabs.
Food.
And, you know, once they're on. And, yeah, you can catch plenty of them.
Sleaford Coast, I was out there the other week, actually, before we were, you know, told to not go out. I did see there were a few schools around, but they did seem to be pretty far out. Is that kind of the go at the moment, really?
Yeah, that seems to be the go. So just about everyone I've spoken to that's been down there, they said there's been plenty of schools, but they've just been out too far. So I'd probably say that there's a few big fish following those salmon around and just keeping them herded up out the back there and having a good feed out there.
You can see them, but you can't get them.
Yeah, yeah.
Tumby Bay, how's that going on the jetty there?
Pretty good for squid, really good for squid, really. It's probably the same as Port Lincoln. There's also some snook, tommies and garfish there as well. So you're going to get a reasonable feed off Tumby Bay jetty.
Yeah, sweet. And the group that's going all right for whiting?
Yep, really good. Even on the slow tides we've had, it's been pretty good. And you just got to work a little bit harder for them. But, yeah, people are getting their boat limits of fish out there, anywhere up to about 45 centimetres. Those whiting out there, and there's plenty of squid and trevally as well, and the inshore grounds in close look they're holding pretty much the same, but plenty of big garfish.
Awesome. And Port Neal Arno Bay, the yellowfin, would that be coming through now, eh?
They're biting really well now, so all those beaches in around Port Neal and Arno Bay, it's just a matter of finding a nice beach, a sort of a calmer sort of a one. And look, there's yellowfin all through those beaches at the moment.
Yes.
The jetties, they've got the squid, garfish, snook and tommies, and both fishers are catching pretty much the same as well in both areas.
Yeah, awesome. You've got something awesome that's just dropped. This is your summer sale catalogue. Basically, it's the perfect excuse for pre-Christmas action, and this thing is stacked. Like, it's a massive catalogue, and there's so much stuff in there, right?
Yeah, it's by far the biggest one we've ever done. Yeah, and there's stacks of good stuff here. Just some of the stuff that we've got is all the Yeti gear. The Yeti gear is going crazy. If you want some of that Yeti gear, don't wait too long, because that we're running out. It's just that happens. No worries.
Yeah, for sure.
Got a heap of lures. There's rods and reels. There's just way too many to mention. There's some real good deals on Shimano and Daiwa stuff as well. The diving gear. We've got some really good diving stuff in our catalogue. The Cressy gear and also the AUP gear. It's all good stuff.
Like there's a one-piece and a two-piece suit in there as well, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So And they're pretty good price, you know. I think they start at $129 for a wetsuit. So there's some good gear there. Your flounder lights, we sell heaps of them, $59. Can't go wrong there with those.
For sure.
There's a heap of kids stuff and clothes. There's some real good deals on clothes. And, you know, one of the new brands that we've got in store is the Salty Crew. That's going crazy, that stuff. So we're selling out of that even before the catalogue started, so I think we're going to run out of that stuff before too long.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, look, if you want to get some of this gear, I wouldn't leave it too late, because, you know, stocks is an issue.
So you get limited stocks, so you don't muck around, you get straight in, and you get it before it's gone, because you don't want to be that guy that goes in and goes, yeah, could I grab this? Oh, what? It's sold out. Oh, I only waited 5 days, you know.
Yeah. Don't leave it till the last week, so you'll be disappointed.
Too right. So where can people come to check out all the action, I suppose?
Yeah, we're at 1618 Howlett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
Can't miss you, mate. Well worth popping in, having a chat, getting in sooner rather than later, of course, as well.
Yeah, you must.
Good on you, Shane. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Ben.